She's a good time gal.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Good Time Gal. I am your host, Caitlin Palufo. Oh, what a week. We're doing it, huh? It is hump day. Or I don't know when you're listening to it. Most of you listen to it on Thursday, which is weird. I get the stats. I see you, okay? Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy you're listening. Emma Willman is on the podcast today. She is hilarious. This is so fun. She, you've seen her on Netflix. You've seen her on Colbert. I'm sitting next to my boyfriend, Steve, right now. He's eating a cookie in bed, and our cat is trying to attack his feet. And I really picked a horrible time to record this intro, but here we are. I'm domesticated, fully domesticated. I'm upset at his crumbs on his chest. Now they're going into the bed. For the love of God, you fucking pig. I love you so much. Anyway, this episode is so much fun. Make sure you follow Emma Willman at Emma Willman on all the things. I am at Caitlin Palufo on all the things. And please follow the podcast at Good Time Gal Pod. And rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. That helps us so much. Helps other people find the podcast. Makes us more popular, you know? I mean, we're already pretty popular. We're doing pretty good. We're doing great. Oh, my God. My cat. My boyfriend's so supportive with the fucking crumbs. Now he's eating the crumbs off of his chest. All right, I have to go. Please enjoy this episode. I had so much fun. Emma is just a delight, and her stories are hilarious. It's a good one. It's a great episode. I'm very proud of this episode. Okay, well, enjoy it. Goodbye. So we're just recording, but I can cut stuff out, and it's fine. But it's about fun, drunk stories.
Oh, great.
Fun, silly, embarrassing, all of them.
Oh, great.
This is what it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay, you perked up. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, because I'm actually sober now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which means I have a lot of...
I've done a few sober people. This is just for backup. Mm-hmm. This is my personal collection. but it's... I've done a few sober people, and all of them have been like, this is great.
Right.
It's like, what a reminder of why I don't drink.
Usually people stop drinking if they, like, overindulge. Most people that don't drink, like, don't drink because I love drinking. Mm-hmm. If I could be drunk all the time, I would be drunk all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
I love it. I mean, I literally remember one of the first times I drank, probably the first time, I remember being like, oh, this is it. I want to be drunk all the time. And then I threw up. This was in eighth grade. But like it was like right away I was like, this is it. I never want to be sober.
Eighth grade? That's so young.
I know. I know.
What are you doing up in Maine?
Just nothing. So I remember I went into my mom's liquor cabinet and I was like, I would water it down. Mm-hmm. And I actually would shoplift booze too.
Emma.
I know.
You have such a nice smile.
I know. I used to shoplift alcohol. I mean, it was like... So I'm 34 now. So that was like a while ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the security there has changed, but I had a whole, I would go in this. Yeah. Eighth grade. I would go in and I was like so proud of this because I was good at it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't good at school. Like mm-hmm. I was fucking up in school, but I was so good at shoplifting. I felt like I had social intelligence.
Okay.
I would walk down the aisle, take a little wine bottle, put it on one side that was not the wine side. It was like had like crackers or something. And then like 20 minutes later, I do another loop and I pretend to be really looking at the crackers and like reading them. And then I would take the wine bottle and shove it in this sleeve that I had. And then I would like shimmy it under my armpit and then go buy the crackers and walk out.
Wow. Yeah. That is clever.
Thank you.
That's very, no one thinks to put the wine in the sleeve.
In the sleeve, big jacket.
I would say that's social smarts right there.
Wish I could have put it on my college because it really was. I was like killing it. I stole so much wine.
That's incredible. Red, thank white?
You. I think.
Or whatever was small enough to fit in the
probably
sleeve.
Probably whatever was small enough to fit in. I was so, and like I was like getting like, I recognized for it because people were like, Emma always has wine. And I'd be like. Yep. But I got in trouble. I got caught with a bunch of wine. Yeah. My parents like, how did you get all these little wines? And I didn't want someone, they started being like, did his brother give it to you?
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to get anyone else in trouble.
Yep.
Your heart of gold, too.
I know. So I snitched on myself.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah,
you're a hero.
I'm a hero. Thank you. I don't get recognized enough for what I did.
Well, a lot of kids, they would just crumble under the pressure and be like, yeah, it was that person, just to get the blame off of himself. But you just took it all.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I actually did that twice. There was another time someone did buy me booze and I got caught and I didn't tell on them. And I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. What was that time?
This was in high school. I was on the soccer team. I wasn't very good, but I was like pretty into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got caught with beer. And so I had one penalty. And then, it was the end of senior year, and I had beer in my backpack, and I went to school to practice marching for graduation, threw my backpack down. The next day, my mom got a call, and I lived at my dad's. I'm driving by my mom's house. She, like, flags me down.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, I got a call from the school. You left your backpack there yesterday. There was beer in it. So they called me into the school, and I was like, fuck, I felt like I had already graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "How? We'll let you still walk at graduation if you tell us where you got the beer." And then I didn't.
Oh, my.
So I didn't get to walk at my graduation because I had beer in my backpack.
Oh, man.
I know.
Stitches get stitches, and you don't snitch.
You know, if I had snitched, and I begged my friend's brother to get us beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and my friend Tom were like, come on, get us beer, man. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on. So if I had snitched on him, that would have been so shitty.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially you were the instigator. He would have gone to jail.
That's true.
So, I mean, I think you not walking.
Right.
And plus, you practiced walking. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah. I got to kind of have the experience.
Yeah. You knew that it was going to be boring and take a while.
Right.
You were saving your family the trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to circle back. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, remember in eighth grade? I mean, no, high school, senior year. Yes, I didn't get to walk because I had beer in my backpack.
That's pretty. That's very generous of you. Did you go to college?
I did.
And did you graduate?
Oh, yeah.
Then you're fine.
I went to college and I went to grad school even.
Look at that. See, they saw you walk twice as much.
Right. That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
You're a hero.
That's true.
Again, I'm voting for you for president.
I appreciate
Emma.
That. Thank you.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Simmons College and I had great drinking memories there.
Yeah.
Oh,
where is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay. Simmons is in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And man, that was the best time of my life. I almost feel like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even in this swanky apartment.
I'm in a really nice apartment right now. I got this awesome Airbnb for a great deal. It's so good. I think something weird is going on.
Yeah.
So we're recording at the Airbnb, but I feel like I'm glad that someone else is getting to see it because I'm like, this is like really nice. And my friend Robin was like, oh yeah. And I'm like, no, it's like really nice. And I got a really good deal. I feel like the mob's going to bust in at any moment.
Yeah. Someone committed suicide in here right before.
Oh, for sure. For sure something sketchy is going
yeah.
on.
They're like, oh, it's haunted.
Yeah,
but
I have no
60
doubt.
Bucks? Can you handle that?
Right. I'm like, sure, sounds good. I'll do it. I'll take it.
That's
take
great.
It. But I went to college in Boston, and mm-hmm. that was the most fun with drinking I had then, because go out, you know, drink very socially. I love going out to bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to even... I mean, I can kind of remember some bad drinking memories then, too.
Well, I mean, there's good and bad. No one just
yeah.
has good drinking memories.
True.
How are you going to appreciate the good drinking memories unless you have a few woohoos?
Yeah, that's... This is... I remember maybe it was freshman year drinking and being so fucking hungover. And, okay, I missed a key part.
Okay.
I was taking a sociology 101 class.
Okay.
And this girl who's a really good student in it lived up the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I said, can I read your paper you're submitting?
Mm-hmm.
Basically trying to cheat.
Yeah.
But I finessed it somehow. Like, I was like, oh, can I compare notes with you? I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
But she sent me her paper. Okay, so I have her paper. Haven't read it yet. So hungover, I'm in that I go into the bathroom in the dorm and I lay down so I can have the cold concrete of the floor in my head.
No.
She comes in, sees me, hi, Emma, hi, it's all good.
couple days later, I'm reading the paper, and it was about her father being an alcoholic and abandoning their family.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like just how she's been in Al-Anon, which is support, you know, kids of alcoholics. And I remembered her seeing me in the bathroom, me just being like, thanks for letting me look at your paper. You know, I appreciate it. Probably pretending I had read it, like, best thing I ever read. And she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, ah. And then when I was reading it, I was like, just this, like, so, Like, that's why she wanted to be a, you know, in a sociologist or something. Like, I was like, fucking.
Well, at least you were able to connect the two.
Yeah, I was like, just affirm for her that was good. She was doing what she was doing. What are the chances of that?
I mean, that's a. I think you two found each other.
Yeah.
You saw that paper right when you needed to.
Right. I was like, oof.
Never let it get this bad.
Right.
Don't make your child turn into a therapist.
Right.
Bad.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Again, Emma the hero, the drunk hero.
Oh man. I mean, that was freshman year, too, and then I drank throughout college.
Yeah?
Were you a big drinker in college?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very fun.
Did you ever try stopping drinking?
In college, no. Mm. In college, it was just like, oh, no, this is what we do. I would stop because I played soccer in college.
Yes.
And so there was times where I couldn't drink because of sports and stuff like that. But I had my first drink in college.
And you didn't drink in high school?
No.
But see, that's better. The longer you can wait, the better. But this is me saying that as someone who overindulged. So maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I went from 0 to 500.
Okay, so like, maybe it's better to ease your way into it.
Yeah, I mean.
Depends on the person.
I wish I had a few bad experiences at home.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been scarier when I was on my own to be like, I can't believe. And then I would make those connections.
Right.
Instead, I was like, hey, I made it.
True.
I'm just street smart.
Right. Right. You've got
social smarts.
Like, I can't drink gin because I do this, or tequila makes me do that, or
but if I got beat by my mother, then maybe it would have been like, I shouldn't. It's all alcohol.
True.
Yeah.
Because I did get grounded. I got grounded a few times from drinking. But you know what? That didn't really deter me from drinking.
No. No. How were your parents drinkers at all?
My dad is now. Now my dad drinks wine. Like, he drinks a lot of wine. Mm-hmm. And he's always like, he found some wine that's sulfate free.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
Very healthy.
Very healthy. So he's like, I can drink as much as I want. He's always like drinking this sulfate free wine. He's like, it's great. You know, doesn't make you hungover. And then my mom definitely likes cocktails for sure. Definitely like gin and tonic, you know, vodka, soda.
Yeah.
Wine. She drinks wine, but I didn't really ever care what I was drinking. I knew I didn't like gin because, well, I don't want to tell too many bad drinking stories.
You could tell as many as you want. We'll end on a good one.
Okay.
And that'll make up for everything.
Okay.
So just say whatever you want, and then we'll make sure we end on a fun, silly one.
Okay. Because this was the reason I don't drink gin is because
I drowned a baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not.
I'm a murderer when I drink gin.
I said something that
bad. Can't believe it.
Have you ever had someone say something like awful, awful like that? Not like drowned a baby, but like something where you're like, ooh, now this is incriminating.
Well, there was a few where it was like, oh, you should go. You need help. You know,
right?
There's a
few
of those where I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Right. Right.
But usually it's a lot of drinking and driving that happens.
I did that too. And that's the worst. That, when I look back on it, I'm like, that to me, I'm like, how? You see, when I was in rural Maine doing it, that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did it before in LA, and I can't believe I did that. But in rural Maine, I would do that. And one time even, I did get pulled over for it, and I got out of it. But let me have that be the last story, because that is the good story.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
Believe it
or
not.
I like that. I like a little twist at the end.
It's a twist. It is.
Okay.
In that it is kind of funny, but you should never drink and drive.
Okay.
This
is a backwards note for the kids out there.
Yeah, just don't drink and drive. It's just because I had this babysitter who got hit by a drunk driver and then she couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, no.
So you never know, you know.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
And that happened to me in eighth grade, and then I still did it. And then I remember my mom being like, what about, like, think about you know, Sally, like, and mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's just so selfish is what mm-hmm. it is.
Well, when you're young, that's all you can think about. You only have your own eyes, like, you know, there's no empathy yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, how am I going to get home if I don't drive home after I've been drinking? Was mm-hmm. the idea.
Yeah.
But with gin, it was like senior year, and I'm gay, but I didn't come out of the closet till college. Mm-hmm. And I had this really nice boyfriend in high school. He was so nice, John.
John,
he was so nice. And we had sex a couple times, which I didn't like because I'm gay, not because of him.
John, your dick's great.
He was great. He was great. You know?
Yeah, you know, just, no, thank you.
What's he to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can't fix what ain't broke.
Exactly. You can't fix, I mean, and I would get really drunk. I remember I was at a house party and we were going to spend the night together, and I like drank tons of gin, like mm-hmm. so much gin. Because I was like trying to get myself like hyped up to have sex.
Yeah.
And that only happened a couple times, but I remember that I just drank so much gin. And then the next morning, I got sick. And I remember he was like cleaning up the throw up like the next morning.
Oh, John.
Such a nice guy. And, yeah. And he was like, I remember he was like, okay, he's like, you got sick last night. I think I cleaned it all up. You know, you should be good. And I was like, okay. And then his friend ended up finding tons of throw up in his parents' closet.
Oh, that could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone. Could have been anyone. Could have been. John was like, I tried to clean up. I'm sorry. You know. But I had to go. I remember my mom and I had an argument about something. And so my mom lived on the way to my dad's house. Mm-hmm. And this is like bumfuck Maine.
Yeah.
And her house was close to the road, so I could see it when I drove by. But I was driving by, and then I was like, oh my God, we were supposed to have like a talk about the argument. So I had been puking on the drive, and I had a box of throw up.
Oh,
I had this like box in my car. So I was puking into the box. And then I like sat in my mom's driveway and like puked in it before I went in to talk to her. And I kind of remember just like leaving the box in the driver's seat. I don't know why I didn't take it out of the car, go in, talk to her. She could tell I was hungover. And then when I go back out to the car, the throw up has now been cooking in the car. So it just reeked of gin for the rest of me basically owning that car. I did everything to get that smell out. So from that point on, I was like, I didn't ever think, oh, you drink too much. I was just like, I hate gin. Gin's the problem.
Yeah, it's gin. That's
it's
what it
gin.
Is.
Yeah.
Hot gin, especially.
Hot gin throw up.
Now, in Maine, the high school, I imagine, was very small.
Very small.
Were you the cool kid?
You know, I was definitely, like, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I mean, it's totally different because it's 400 kids in bumfuck Maine.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, a North Face jacket, that's, like, you're stylish.
Oh,
you know
see.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I always did feel kind of like different, and I don't know if it was a gay or I was really like overweight in elementary school, and then I lost a bunch of weight when I went on Adderall because I got diagnosed with ADD, and so people started treating me a little differently in high school because I'd like lost all this weight.
Yeah,
but I had a friend who I had a couple friends that were like really pretty. Mm-hmm. Like Maine, you know, this is, we're not talking, no one's high fashion in Maine.
Yeah.
this is like, there's no stoplights in my town. So when I saw, we would watch videos like Clueless or something like that. Like, it's just so uncomparable to anything like that. So I did have a good group of friends, and it was more like sporty for sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was definitely like a class clown.
Yeah.
And very social. And we'd go to parties and stuff. But everyone kind of went to the parties because it's so small. If everyone doesn't go to the party, there's no party.
Yeah.
So, yes, but it's not like when you picture like most high schools, it's different.
It's not Mean Girls High School. It's
it's so
Patagonia High School.
Exactly. Did you go to a big high school?
I went to a big high school.
Yeah.
Big public school in the Bay Area.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you were from New England.
A lot. Yeah. People never guess California.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. From San Francisco. But then.
Really? You don't talk about that in your act at all that I've seen.
No. I mean.
I guess not that that means it can't be true.
Yeah. I haven't seen you joke about it. It's not true.
I didn't see anything about this.
You're lying to my face. Huh. Yeah, I get that a lot, that I don't sound like I'm from California. But I was raised in the Bay Area, then went to San Diego for 4 years for college, and then came out to New York. And then when I got to New York, I was like, oh, this is where I belong. And so I've been there for about 10 years now.
Yeah, the Bay Area is, I mean, Bay Area is awesome.
Yeah, I love the Bay Area. It's wonderful, very expensive to live in.
Yep.
And so I don't think I'll ever move back. I'll probably go to L.A. before I go to anywhere else, but I love New York.
Me too.
Even when shit hit the fan, I was like, where am I going to go?
Right.
I thought maybe Atlanta for like a minute. And I was like, nah.
And Atlanta opened up for comedy a little bit before, too.
Oh, really?
But I don't know if it did in a good way, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've been in, the Zoom is fine. Anyway, we're good. But yeah. I mean, like,
I bet it was very different from your high school. I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know all of my classmates. Not at all. And a lot of them were second language learners and stuff like that. So it sounds very different.
It was even under 400 kids. That's like us rounding up.
Yeah.
So it was, for the prom, you know how prom's usually like one grade?
Yeah.
We had to combine proms either with another school or with other grades.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, there's no dance.
Yeah.
Say there's 80 kids in the class, 90 kids in the class, and then 50, 60% go. Like, you need to, like, have enough kids.
Did you go to prom with John?
No, I went to the prom. So everyone goes to prom more than once.
Okay.
To make the prom happen. So I went to prom, like, 2-3 times. I went with a guy named an exchange student, and then two times I went with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Drank.
Yeah?
Woo! One of them, a big thing in Maine is that we would have like a bonfire and then we'd sit around it and drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
It's lovely. the kink is the driving home.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone gets drunk and sits around the bonfire and I didn't think of it, oh, there's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. We always just like we would like go sit in a field and drink, sit in the blueberry patch and drink.
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking.
Yeah. So you weren't alone. You weren't like the one drunk, quote unquote. You were you were well attended.
It was everyone was drinking. Yeah, everyone was drinking. I did start smoking more pot in my senior year than like me and this friend of mine, Sarah, we smoked more pot than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew we crossed the line because like we would drive around her car, smoke pot, like kind of drop them off, then go see other people smoke pot with them. Like we were diversifying the pot, how much we were smoking.
Yeah. So you were double dipping. Yeah.
Because we knew. We were like, we're smoking more. They're not going to smoke as much as we want.
Yeah.
So I did that with pot. And drinking, people were like drinking. So I didn't stand out like I drank too much in high school.
I was just in Alabama, in Huntsville, and we were drinking. I was with Brian Regan.
Yeah.
And, he likes to have a cocktail.
That's awesome. That's so
after
cool.
After a show, and like he's so nice, and every like the I almost said the cast, the servers and staff of the club, they were all drinking with us.
Cool.
It was so fun, so much drinking, and I'm a drinker. Like,
right,
I can hang. I was like, okay, well, I know tonight's gonna be fun, so I'm gonna have a Red Bull. So I have a Red Bull before we get started. Then I start drinking red wine, and then we're doing tequila shots, and then and then we're doing whatever shots, and then I see a woman, she's rolling the biggest blunt seen, and she was like, "You want?" And I was like, "Of course!"
Right.
And I take one puff. I sit down, grab my backpack. I'm just holding it like a baby. And I'm like, I have to go home. And then I immediately start puking all over everything. I threw up in my mask, Emma. In my mask. In an Uber on the way home.
Oh, God. Well, actually, that's good then. It caught the throw up.
It caught the throw up. I was just holding it. He's like, do you want me to pull over? And I was like, no.
I'm good. Oh.
It was humiliating.
I wonder if it was the pot or it was probably the mixing.
It was the mixing, and then I think the pot made me dizzy.
Yeah.
And then that's what really kicked it into gear.
Yeah.
And just, it's all coming out.
Yeah.
It's all coming out.
I've been in that situation with that combo before.
I hadn't thrown up since college.
Really?
And I threw up.
Really?
So much. And it was all red.
You hadn't thrown up since college?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I can really, like.
Right.
I know you got to eat.
Right.
You know, I was a bartender. I just, you eat your bread.
Yes.
You drink your water.
Yep.
You have your two aspirin before you go to sleep,
yes,
and you're good.
Right.
And
yet, there you are.
Out the way. I was so excited. It's like, comedy's back, baby.
Right.
And
right.
Woo!
That's the thing, too. If you're drinking,
it'll catch you. You're going to have a bad night,
mm-hmm,
by the law of averages of it. And
yeah,
as you get older, the more you stay hungover for longer.
Yes. Yeah. It took me out for like 2 days.
Yeah.
But the next day I started drinking again. I was
right.
Just like, no tequila.
Right, 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 right.
We'll just pick like a cider. I'll
right.
have a cider.
Something soft.
Yeah.
I've done that a bunch of times.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of times.
So tell me more about Boston, because I always thought you were from Boston until I heard your comedy.
Yeah.
Your jokes about Maine.
I started comedy in Boston, and I did drink a lot in Boston. Boston,
mm-hmm,
Boston was a nice transitional city from Maine before coming to New York. I think my head would have exploded if I came right to New York.
Yeah.
But New York is where the drinking was just, because in New York, it doesn't close. Boston closes at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I would drink a lot in Boston. Like I started loving to drink like martinis, like dirty martinis and tequila. And I love beer. I love beer.
Mm-hmm.
And whiskey sours.
You
ever had one?
I've had one.
I love whiskey sours. I did a study abroad. And I discovered them. I was drinking. I was drinking like 2-3 at night. I love whiskey sours.
Where'd you do abroad?
I went to. It was around the European Union. I was gonna go to Jamaica, and then, thank God I didn't do that. Listen to how problematic this is. I was gonna go to Jamaica and learn voodoo. No self-awareness about that. They probably don't want me there, you know. I've grown since then. That's what I the only reason I didn't is I was in a relationship and her mom got sick. Also, that I was in a relationship and it was an interracial relationship, and I remember her like pointing out, she's like, it's like, why would you go learn voodoo? And I was like, oh, it'd be cool to go to Jamaica, I think it'd be interesting. She was like, I shouldn't you go to like not Jamaica, like, and it's like where I would have been like in like a integrating into like a village, and like she was just like, this doesn't quite seem right, which I
yeah.
didn't. I was like, bitch, and then now I get it.
You're like, oh, thank you.
I'm so glad I didn't spend a semester in Jamaica. I would love to, but I wasn't aware enough to not be like, I just don't want to, you know. It would have. So what I ended up doing was doing a study abroad for a summer in the European Union. And
mm-hmm.
man, I drank, but I didn't drink as much as these guys. The other kids in that were all from like in like sororities and fraternities. Jesus Christ.
Like, I think she's going to do a combo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going to combo that up, and I'm excited.
Sororities and fraternities, and they were drinking. So I wasn't as big a drinker as them on that trip.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like they were going out to clubs and bars. And at that point, I was out of the closet and going to like tons and tons of straight bars. Love a lounge.
Yeah.
You know, a dinner drinking. Even a dive bar is fine. But like a bar where it's like the intention is to like hook up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had goals.
It wasn't what I was pursuing. You
mm-hmm.
know what? I felt a little weird.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going out with them a ton. And then
yeah.
one night I did go out. One guy got really drunk, came out to me.
Wow.
I know.
Is he fully out?
I follow him on Facebook. I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I know. He was there with his friend, and he was like, you know, whenever da-da-da and I drink, sometimes he lets me blow him. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, I should have been going out this whole time with these guys. And then we went up, and he like told me in this, like, he was like trying to keep it a secret. So we just kept going to the corner of the bar. And then he told me that. I don't know. I actually have been curious about that.
Yeah. I hope he finds his happiness.
Me too.
I hope he gets blown.
Me too.
You know?
Me too. Me too.
You think that's good.
Me
think
too.
About it the other
right,
way.
Right. Right. Totally.
Oh, man.
Totally.
Where was he from?
Connecticut, like from the States. Mm. I think I didn't quite know why he was like, and he said he was like, good for you for being out. And then he was like, is the reason you don't want to come out with us? Because we're always going to these type of bars. And I do like those bars. It was just, it didn't, I don't know. I would have drinks with them earlier and then I would go back and not go out and party mm-hmm. super late. Yeah. But I did drink a lot.
Yeah.
And one night I went to a gay guy's bar, drank, I got totally smashed. This was fun. That was a fun drinking night.
Yeah.
I got so drunk. And then I remember the next day we had a presentation that we were going to, and it was in some kind of European Union, like some, it was a political building of some sort. Did not do well in this class. It was like some political type talk thing, something.
No, you didn't do well.
It was something with that and
political type talk thing.
It was like a significant thing. It was like well known for, I don't know, but I was so fucking hungover. I was sitting in it and I was like, I'm going to get sick. And so everyone was watching. I got up. It was like, and someone was like, excuse me. And because we had to get like cleared to go watch whatever this talk debate thing was. And I was like, excuse me. Da, da, da. And I went out and I found there was no trash can, but there was like, you know, those ashtrays where you can put the cigarettes on top and they have a little trash can.
Yeah.
I couldn't projectile vomit into that. And also I would have to swish my face right into the cigarette butt area. So I just turned and threw up in the cigarette holding area. Puking. And then I made eye contact with these tourists that were not speaking English. And I remember they were just like talking really fast. Yeah. It sounded to me. And I like made eye contact and then kind of went like this. And then I went to the bathroom and missed the entire thing. Yeah. But well, that was fun.
That's why I can't remember what it was about.
No clue.
No idea. That what a petite, fun little throw up if it fit in that little cigarette.
I don't think it did. I kind of think it spilled over.
Oh. I mean, that's better than a mask in an Uber.
True. That sucks. Did he know you were throwing up?
Yeah. I mean, he was like, do you want me to pull over?
Right.
Multiple times. And I was like, how long do we have? And he
right.
was 10 minutes. I was like, I can make
it. I got it. Gulp.
Yeah. It was so bad.
He must have wanted to get you out of there so bad to not.
They're so polite in Alabama. They didn't right. charge us anything.
It really?
Was, yeah. And I was like, there's no way I got it all in the mask.
Right. Oh,
there's
that
no
sucks.
Way. And he didn't charge anything. And
that
God
sucks.
Bless him. I hope he gets everything he wants. Unless
Amen.
It's Trump.
Amen. Right. Right.
But he was very, very nice.
That sickness from mixing the booze sucks mm-hmm. too. It yeah. sucks. Like, I've just had
shakes.
Yeah. Oh. And it's all the sugar from it. I mean, have you ever had rosé?
Yes.
I loved rosé.
Yeah.
Didn't drink it very much because it's too yummy. It's so good. Yeah. I loved rosé.
Yeah.
There's this girl, Taylor Strecker. She has a radio show, and she loves rosé. I forget the brand. She had some rosé she really likes. And I went to her place, and I was trying this rosé that I had heard about. Mm-hmm. And I got wasted. And then I went to this comedy club that I wasn't past that at the time. But I'm like fucking hammered. Actually, I went, and I was on my way home. And then Jessica Pilot, who we both know, who
yeah.
Is a booker in comedy. And she was like, I'm watching a show kind of near where you live. This is years ago. She was like, let me know if you want to swing by. And I was like, okay. And then I show up and she was like, have you been drinking? And I was like, no. And she was like, just call it a night. So I did, but I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom first. Mm-hmm. And I went to the bathroom and I stole a bunch of toilet paper, like rolls of it. I was like putting it in my jacket because I was like, they didn't pass me yet. And then I got up the stairs and then I told her that. I was like, I just took a bunch of toilet paper. You know, I'm not passing it. And she was like, put it back right now. And then I did. Didn't remember that till the next day. And then she was like, do you remember that you were taking toilet paper from this club and like muttering about how like they didn't that you hadn't been passed there? And I remembered when she told me that.
What? Is it a New York club?
It is a New York club. Yeah. And it's a great club that has been like wonderful to me. But just at the time, I wasn't passed there.
Yeah. No,
and,
of course.
You know, I guess. And I didn't feel good about it. I was pissed about it. You know, that I thought
that stealing their toilet paper was really going to make it even.
Right. Make a dent. Yeah.
They're like, why is Emma so fat?
Right.
Now?
Right.
I'll show you. Yeah. You're not going to pass me.
Pass me now.
You can't miss me.
Yeah. Right.
Huge. So you're in Boston. Yep. Having fun in college. Where did you go to grad school?
The New School in New York.
Oh, awesome.
And I was drinking then. Oh, my God. I used to leave class and go put beer in my Qdoba cup. Yeah. That was pretty fun, though. That was fun. It was good. I mean, that's a good memory. That was fun. I can't believe I did that. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, you were thirsty.
I was exactly. And it was like
using a sustainable cup.
Yeah. And it was when you start out and you come in New York and you're just running around doing open mics. Like I would be doing open mics all the time. And I definitely leaned on booze to fluff how tough that was.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, open mics in New York City when you're first starting is a nightmare.
Tough. You got to sign up early in the day to go do it late. It's just like it's just tough. And so I would always like. The class would be in the afternoon, have my beer, and then I go do my open mics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was your degree in the New School?
Media studies.
Oh, my God. We're the same person.
Did you study media studies?
I did media arts at Pratt.
Really? Oh, that's a great school.
I got my master's.
Oh, yeah. That's great. It was great. I mean, I wish I had paid attention more because at the time I was like more focused on, I want to be doing these open mics.
Mm-hmm.
Pratt, my sister went there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great school. I knew the first year that it wasn't going to stick.
Really?
Yeah, and I was too chicken shit to drop out.
Sure.
So I was like, I may as well just get this degree, and now I have so much debt.
But right. That's the kink.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not mad that I have a master's degree. I'm mad that I have the debt.
Right.
But
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do you have debt from?
So the New School gave me a great deal to go there, and I got a scholarship. This was right. I graduated undergrad in whenever it was that the economy like crashed.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Big time.
Yes. Yeah.
And I had a job, and I got laid off from that. Would have gotten fired anyway for sure. I wasn't good at it at all. Doing sales, didn't sell anything, and then. I remember I didn't want to go to grad school, but my parents were like, you got to do something. Cause I started doing these open mics and I was like catering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I applied to the New School and they gave me a scholarship. And then it was like the tuition I got the tuition down like really low.
That's great.
And then I was like, fuck at the time, because I was like, now I really need to go there.
Yeah.
So I went there and then I didn't graduate with any debt, which is really
nice.
That's
great.
Yeah. Or if I did, I think I did screw up because I put a bunch of books on a credit card and then I didn't pay that off. And then I had bad credit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paid that off. Now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you moved to, and that also just gets you to New York.
Gets you to New York.
Which
exactly.
You didn't even realize. It's like, oh, this is comedy Mecca.
Well, it was kind of what I was going for too. So I was like,
that's
okay, great. I'll go to that'll help me get into New York. But then when I graduated, I was like, fuck. Because one, I was drinking a lot. Doing school, I like worked 10 hours a week as like a lab monitor and was doing open mics. And I was like, shit, now I'm going to have to get a job, do this at night. And I was like, I can't do it. So I moved back to Boston.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Stopped drinking.
Okay.
And then I got a job, but I wasn't doing comedy at night. Didn't do comedy for like a year. I'd just been doing like open mics before that and maybe shows here and there. And then I went back to New York, but when I was not drinking, then I was able to like work part time, work doing door to door sales or whatever I fucking did.
Selling knives?
Something like it was getting people to sign up for a website. It was really, it was strange. And then, because it was just weird. And then doing open mics at night with that.
But yeah.
The first time with the drinking, it was like, wouldn't have been possible because I'm like hungover. So I was like, how could I work full time and do the open mics?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you realize that it's the drinking that makes it all impossible.
Yeah. Because people do that. Like, it's totally doable. But I was like, no, I have mics. I have my mics at 4 p.m. I can't, you know, I wouldn't get out of work till 5 or 6. I can't make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that I was serving and when I first started doing comedy, I was serving. And so I had, like, I only worked three nights a week.
That's
and it
great.
Was Friday, it was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is when all the shows are.
Right.
But I wasn't good enough to get on shows. Right. So I was just doing, I did like 25 to 30 mics Sunday through Wednesday.
That's how you do it. That's a great way to, like, do it.
I was exhausted. Right. I don't remember that whole year.
Right.
But I still have some friends from it.
Right.
So I guess it was fun.
Right.
But it was, it was not sustainable.
Right.
Especially because I was also drinking at a working at a restaurant.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Free booze.
Totally.
And it was like the next, if I had to do comedy the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday
right.
that I was drinking, it wouldn't have happened. Sunday, I was like, I'm taking the day off.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
Right.
You're too hungover to function.
Right.
This is why you're taking the day off.
Right, 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 right.
You drunk
Everybody
idiot.
Just needs to relax.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I used to do that on Sundays, too.
Yeah, yeah. This is my me day.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, you're just like, yeah, drink water, you whore.
Yeah. You're just puking in bed. Yeah. It's that, doing that open mic grind is tough.
Yeah. It's so hard. And, like now, my boyfriend still goes, or before the pandemic, he would still go to some. And he'd be like, you want to meet me? And I'm like, no.
Right.
I mean, and it's not even just going to the open mic. It's sitting through
the
open
process.
Mic. Yes. And it's waiting for the 5 minutes that is yours.
Right.
If it is 5 minutes. But then you also have to listen to a lot of people who a lot of them don't like women.
It's true. It's true. It's like, a lot on your brain.
And it's like they're just getting shit off their chest.
Yes.
And you're like, does everybody hate me?
Is right.
Just because I have a vagina?
It's a lot to absorb. Have you ever brought a non-comedian to an open mic?
Once or twice.
It's tough. Because
they
really, the two times I did that, they were both like, what? They're like, that was like sexist. Like, that's jokes about rape. Like, that was racist. And I was like, yes, you're right. I was like, but you just kind of have to sit through it till you go on.
Yeah. Yeah. By the end of it, I was like, well, now I'm not being a good open micer because I would like,
leave.
I have to go to the bathroom every third person.
Right.
And it's just, and then it got to the point where I was like, well, if I don't go up within the first half, then I think I'm going to have to just bail on this open mic because it
mentally get me out of here.
It hurts your heart. Sometimes.
Did you drink at them?
I know.
Ah, see, I did. And that made me stay the whole time, but that wasn't good.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
Did you get to the point where you were like, I'm only good at comedy if I'm drinking?
I definitely felt more comfortable if I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, because I would always, see, it was better for you to leave than to be like, no, I'll just drink to sit through it.
Yeah.
Because then you get that as a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
That's not good. I did feel it where I'd be like, oh, if I'm going to do new material, I need to drink because that'll give me a buffer. I did do that. Mm-hmm. So then when I wasn't drinking at first, that was like, seemed really hard. But I was just tricking myself because I wouldn't necessarily do more new material if I was drinking.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't remember it. Like, there was a couple times I went on stage fucking smashed.
Really?
Yeah.
Like shows or mics?
Shows.
Really?
One time I headlined a show in Boston and I was so drunk. And I remember watching the words come out of my mouth like I was above myself and me being like, I think I'm speaking, like trying not to slur.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy I knew was at the show, and I was like, hey, you can be honest, did I seem drunk to you? And he was like, only because I know you, I could tell you were slurring a little bit. He's like, I don't think anyone would have known.
Mm-hmm.
But that was bad because I was fucking like shit house.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that once in a while. It's always like a bar show or very low stakes.
Right.
But I get so much anxiety doing club spots.
Sure.
That I would just like make sure I didn't have even too much coffee.
That's great.
Beforehand. Yeah. But it's also like I would talk to my therapist and I was having mini panic attacks before each set. And I was like, well, that's no way to live. I'm going to die at 42.
Right.
But I've managed it.
Yes.
But it's still. And then it was like, oh, the glass of wine after my set. That's the treat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Boy. And it's bad wine.
Right.
It's
comedy club wine. Oh, my God. It's so funny. If you've never been to a comedy club. The booze selection is so funny. So funny. Because it'll be like, I remember my girlfriend being like, what kind of wine do they have? And I was like, no, it's not like that.
They have red wine or white wine.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't.
Oh, you think there's options?
Yeah. I was No.
Red or white. Girl. Yeah.
And if they're low on one, they're pouring them both in the same fucking cup. And it's just all gasoline.
Yeah. Just get hard liquor and figure it out.
Like some clubs do have more than New York had a couple types of wine, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because then when I went up and they're like, what kind of wine you want? And I was like, fucking, I don't know. Because I was just getting her some. But I remember I was impressed because they, and the stand, there are places that have a bunch of I take that back. In New York, some places do have good liquor selections, mostly.
Anywhere else. Yeah. And it's at like Sutter Homes in a plastic bottle that is, they twist off the top and pour the whole thing in a plastic cup. And they're like, don't drop
it. There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Enjoy it. I think it's Merlot.
Right.
Great. So can I ask what, when you moved back to Boston, what was there like a moment that made you decide to stop drinking or was it? Oh yeah.
A distinct one.
Okay.
At the graduation for grad school.
Okay.
At the graduation, I like fall asleep because I was so exhausted from doing finals, drinking, doing open mics. And then I was getting some shows then.
Uh-huh.
So I when I first started doing shows, I didn't stop doing that same amount of open mics. Sent it over the edge because you got to cut back on mics when you start doing shows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the graduation and I just fell asleep. And then I looked like my pictures of myself from that. I look like I'm so puffy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay. And then when I went back to Boston, I was like, all right, I should try to. And I had a friend too that would say something where they'd be like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no one really knew how much I was drinking, too, because it was so easy to do out at night.
Yeah.
You know, just have drinks. You get drink tickets, drinks.
Yeah, it's very social.
Our job
is very social.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any time of me drinking ended up affecting career stuff necessarily.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like... Or maybe it did. That I don't know. But I don't feel like any time me hanging out drinking ended up making me get stuff, you know.
Or lose stuff.
I do. One of the reasons I did stop, too, is I was like, I don't want to not get some. I got cut from the show. It was like a talking head show. And I remember when I got cut from it, I went in there hungover a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder if I wouldn't have gotten cut if I wasn't always hungover out of my goddamn mind.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's no way to say.
Yeah.
Could have been. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to at least know I'm getting cut
because of me.
Of me. Then me.
Is it me?
Is it me or is it
hungover me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I would have to chug coffee to get like back quick because I would just be I would just be like squinting a lot, you know?
Yeah. And those talking head shows are hard.
Yeah. You need to be on.
You need to be on and you need to be able to turn it off and on.
Right.
Within 30 seconds. And you have to say it just right.
Right.
You can't riff it.
Right.
Which I've gone in for like a few of them and they're like, okay, say that again, but slower and different.
Right.
And I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
And I didn't get it.
Right.
I was like, this is hard.
It's
so I can imagine being hungover trying to do that would be almost impossible.
When you do get it, they make it a little easier than the audition though. Cause they won't say it different. Like in the auditions, they will. They'll be like, say it different like this. And then you just kind of copy what they said.
Oh, OK.
Yeah,
well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is impossible.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be on VH1. You know,
they give you little lines.
OK.
But if you're hungover, I would be like, probably not saying the line right.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So you move back to Boston. You get sober.
Yep.
And then you move back to New York.
Yeah. And then I started drinking again about a year into that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What triggered that? Was that a trigger or was it just like, oh, I think I can handle it? Or
it was like I probably hadn't drank for like 2 years. And it was I went to L.A. and I had this showcase and I didn't do well at the showcase. I remember I was like I'm out there and I remember I was like really hungry and I didn't do well at the showcase. The guy before me murdered.
Oh, that's the worst.
Murdered. And it was this really high energy gay guy. Kills. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm gonna switch up my energy so I'm like lower energy than him. And didn't work. So I'm like, this is it. I hate everything. And I had to sit through the rest of the showcase because this management company I was with had put the showcase on. And my manager was like, it's not that big a deal. Like, don't don't worry about it. Because mm-hmm. I was like, that was awful. Like, hey, blah, blah. And he was like, just stay afterwards. You can still say hi to people. And then I remember, so we did that. And then I remember everyone was coming up to the guy that went before me mm-hmm. and was like, great job.
That's the worst.
Oh, that's the worst.
You have to mingle after you bomb. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it was for like an industry showcase.
Oh, and those are already bad because nobody in the industry has a soul. So they're not laughing. It's
exactly.
Awful. It's
they did laugh for the guy before me though.
Oh, well,
they
loved
him.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah. He's dancing.
He really was. He put on. He murdered, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?"
I'm gonna ask you later who that was.
Yes, he actually is great too. Like he deserved to, mm-hmm. but he put on a show that night, and I was like, "Fuck!" And then I drank and then afterwards I went and I got something to eat, mm-hmm. and I was like, "I'm just gonna call my friend," and then my phone died. And then I just went and got beer. And then I was off to the racetracks. I was drinking for about a year and a half, 2 years after that. And that was actually great. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, this is great. I can drink again. I'll have a beer at lunch. I remember going in and like, I was like, that was really good. But then it started adding up again. And I just felt like crap.
Yeah.
And then I stopped drinking again.
Yeah. And then it seems like things really took off.
There was a little bit where I was doing really well when I was drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I kind of forget the timeline a little bit, but it was like, when I was drinking, I did have a really good year, I think.
No.
Because the first time I did Colbert, I was still drinking when I did that.
Oh.
That was a good year.
Jessica loves that Colbert. Was that the same year that you did JFL?
No, I did JFL before that. Mm-hmm. I was definitely drinking when I did Just for Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't drink before my Just for Laughs set, but that first time I was at Just for Laughs, I drank a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a big comedy festival, and I've gone back since then not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't drinking. I had a much better time not drinking at it.
Yeah.
One time I wish I had still drank where I was like, I just remember having like a long night and something like made me mad, and I was like, oh, I wanted to like get drunk, but. It just felt like when I was drinking, I went to Just for Laughs. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was for the new face showcase. Didn't pack. So I literally opened my bag and I had packed when I was hungover. So there's like a toothbrush, a drumstick, and like a fucking tennis racket. Like it's like, there's no planning here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I went back, me not drinking, it's like I spent the time. Oh, also when I was drinking, I'm like, I'll take a red eye in, get in, do my new face showcase.
Oh my.
The red eye delayed, so then I'm getting in late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I wasn't drinking, I packed my bag. I like laid out my outfits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll get in a couple days early, get situated.
Yeah.
You know?
It probably went a lot more smoothly.
Much more smoothly. Because then I'm like, I'm hungover, so I'm like pounding coffee before my new face is set.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like the biggest opportunity. And you're like, I gotta have a cup of Joe just to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did great.
I did okay on the new faces set.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't do bad. I didn't do great. I did okay. Almost everyone did okay. One person bombed, one person killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta ask again. I can't wait to get all the deets.
Yeah, one person killed. They really did have a great set. And then one person really bombed. I don't know if they do comedy anymore. And then everyone else we just did okay.
Yeah.
And I remember afterwards people were like, that's how it is. Like, no matter what happens, if someone says how to go, you say you did great. And I was like, I did all right.
Yeah.
And it was, you know. Yeah.
But if anything, you should be like, I know what killing is because I've done it before.
Totally. Totally.
I'm capable of killing. That was fine.
That was fine. It was like I didn't get defeated by it and I did fine. I stuck to the script and it was fine. It wasn't like a triumphant moment necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you decided to stop drinking in New York.
Yeah, I decided this when I decided to stop drinking in New York.
Was it after stealing the toilet paper?
Yeah, kinda.
Really?
It was around then. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was pretty bad because I'm like fucking wasted at a comedy club, shoving toilet paper in my jacket. Like that's crazy, crazy.
Do you work that club now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank God they didn't catch you.
They never caught me. I mean, I wonder if I wouldn't. There'd be no point to even
bring it up.
You know, bygones be bygones. But I was like, it was around then where I was like, I gotta stop drinking. And then I got a big, I got an opportunity. I had a good opportunity when I got Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I stopped drinking. I was like, I need to stop drinking. But then I did drink again after I got that. There's been a lot of going back and forth with it, you know? Mm-hmm. But it stopped being fun a long time ago.
Like, yeah.
I don't even, like, the last time I had fun with it probably was, like, having beers at, like, a lunch and being like, oh, this is great. I can drink beer during lunch. Like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, I didn't have, like, a night out of fun for, like, years.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's like, is this fun or is this a means to an end?
And yeah, it would feel very just, like, depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I stopped drinking for, like, a month during quarantine because we were drinking every single night. And then by, like, the middle, I was like, okay, this quarantine's not going to end.
Right.
And it's the only thing I look forward to. And I'm like, oh, we got to figure something out.
Totally.
Got to change. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Would you start drinking earlier and earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be, and then I'd have to make, like, 5 o'clock.
Right.
You can only drink at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And then, like, 4:30 would roll around and be like, it's basically 5 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. It's totally. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get more creative in this, writing this pilot if I have a glass of Chardonnay.
Did you ever do that?
No. I mean, it would never. I would drink and then be like, oh my God, Real Housewives or something like that.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I would always be like, I'm going to get drunk, listen to my recordings, take notes. That way I don't have to deal with it. And then I'll wake up, you know, and all of a sudden have all these notes.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
No. Didn't happen. Because listening to your recordings are hard enough.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to add another obstacle to it.
There's no way. I truly, in my years of comedy and drinking, I never did that one time.
Yeah.
not once. Never.
So I think we're about to round down.
Okay.
So I've got to hear this happy story.
Okay. Well,
this happy drunk driving story.
It's happy because I got out of the, out of it.
So, all right.
But this isn't, this don't drink and drive.
Yes, absolutely. I'll say it in the intro.
Please. Because this was, because it should have been bad,
mm-hmm.
but it is a little funny.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Okay.
So I'm home from college, like, I think I was a sophomore going into junior year. Now, I loved college. Like, mm-hmm. great. And I had this great girlfriend. And she's the same one where I was with her when I did the study abroad. Where they kind of talked me out of going to Jamaica. And she wanted to come to Maine. So she came with me to Maine. And it was a friend of mine and me. And we stayed at my dad's house. Mm-hmm. Now, to also set the scene, my dad had been in a relationship with this one woman for a bunch of years, and then another woman before that, another woman before that, like another woman before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just, all of a sudden, I would just refer to any woman he's even dating. I go, oh, my new stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
So he started dating this woman, and I had met her maybe 3 or 4 times, and she was like, she had a, you know, an extra car. So my friend Erica, my girlfriend, and I were all going to go to this barbecue a town over, which was like an hour drive because it's bumfuck mm-hmm. Maine. And to get to the town, you have to go over this like little tiny windy bridge. So she was like probably trying to get me to on my good graces. So she's like, take my car.
Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take the car. We go to the barbecue. I get drunk. I don't think I was 21 either. Pretty sure I was about like 20.
Uh-huh.
And I had a bunch of beer on me. My girlfriend was a couple years older than me. I remember her like buying us beer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also note, because she highlighted it afterwards. So she's a person of color. I'm white. And we're leaving. And there was a security checkpoint of cops.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck, because I'm drunk. So there, she's like, Emma, just like, don't say anything. Just keep it to
mm-hmm.
roll down the window. They're like, you know, license and registration. I'm like, it's my stepmom's car. And they're like, and who's your stepmom? I'm like, I actually don't know her name. And they're like, you don't know your stepmom's name? I'm like, funny story. No. So they're like, get out of the car. Then my girlfriend told me that I started telling the police officers that I was going to run for office, and my entire goal was to increase pension plans for police officers. And believe it or not, even though I'm a lesbian, I'm a very conservative Republican, and I love the police. and if I get this DUI, it's going to affect me running for office, and I'm running for them. It just so happens I'm running for them. You wouldn't believe it. She's like, you wouldn't shut the fuck up. And then they asked me to walk and do these tests. And I'm like, I'm dyslexic, you know, with that. So they pull up the whose car it is. They're like, okay, your stepmom, and my stepmom was the head of development at this college. My dad's a math teacher. My stepmom worked at the college. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, is it blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. Like, okay. They're like, and I think that they must have had some kind, it's a small community, so they maybe knew my stepmom or maybe knew my dad. He's the local math teacher. So they're like, go sit over there. So they like talk to my girlfriend, and then they talk to my friend in the back who's just like flipping out because she can't believe I had, she thought it was so funny that she was like laughing because she's like, you're a politician, you little cops. So they were just like, all right, you sober up. And then they went, and then they took the rest of the beer, and I had a couple bags of chips in the car, and they took the chips. Get in the car. They're like, just drive home. And my girlfriend's like, you understand that was white privilege, right? She was like, that was insane. Like, she was like, she was like, I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. And I was like, yes, I get that. And then I was like, you're right. And then that also made me start trying to learn about that, was from this whole interaction.
Yeah.
And then I had the audacity to be bitching about that they took the chips. I'm like, I was like, did they have the jurisdiction to take the chips? And she didn't, my girlfriend didn't talk to me for like 3 days. Because she was like, your privilege is so profound, I can't. Like, she was like, you are complaining that they took your chips. And I was like, it just doesn't seem like they also have the authority to take food. And she was like. And so we didn't talk for a while, and I totally got out of it. I should have gotten a DUI.
Oh, my God.
And I got home totally fine.
And your stepmom never knew?
I don't think I've ever told her that story.
Are they still together?
Yeah, she's amazing. Oh. Ellie. Her name's Ellie.
Good job, Ellie.
Yeah, but they had just started dating. I mean, if I had gotten a DUI, that would have been so bad. But I deserved it. I should have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, that's...
Would have been... Because, I mean, it would just... it would have been awful. But I would have deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have gotten it. But they must have known...
That when you were running for office.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm a Republican, believe it or not. And she was like, what? She's like, you just started. Go.
It worked.
They were just like, this is too much. I have no doubt it's because they must have realized, no, my stepmom or my dad. And that's why that I got off. And I think my Republican rant had nothing to do with it. But, I mean... In a small town, if your parents had been a teacher, my dad's been a teacher there for like 30 years, they're probably like, you know, let her go. Like, she's, you know what I mean? They probably felt bad for my dad and let me go.
I mean, they must look at you now and been like, hey, that's the girl I let go. She's on TV.
That's true. Maybe. Maybe.
If I didn't let her off, she wouldn't be on TV.
Right. Or maybe they're like, what are you running for office, you fucking bitch?
Like, yeah, that's probably more like it. You better not be putting BLM on your Instagram.
Yeah, right. I'm like, because I'm 34 now, so that was like, that was over probably like 15 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, time heals all wounds.
Time heals all wounds, and I was so hungover the next day. But that was fun. I mean, that was really fun. Besides that, and then I got in so much trouble. And that was, I fully understand why my girlfriend was just mortified. You know, she was like, you know, and then that I was complaining about the chips to rub it in. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get why she was like, thought that was so insensitive. I'm like, but they can't even do that. What are they
adding salt and vinegar to the wound?
Yes. Yeah. That's really funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. And I was just couldn't believe it that they did that.
Is this a bit?
No, I mean, it's still. Oh, it but as I'm talking about it, it still is kind of weird that they did that. But you know what I mean?
I mean, I think this could be maybe on, like, this is not happening or something.
Yeah, it's I auditioned so for that and I didn't get that. But yeah.
What story did you audition with?
I told this story about my mom finding sex toys. And it was a really worked out joke, actually. Mm-hmm. But he said it was too jokey. He was like, I had shortened it for a joke purposes. So then I was trying really hard to make it longer.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. It was too much. It wasn't a full story. It was like too joke-ish.
Joke heavy.
Yeah. But maybe I will try to write about that.
I mean, it's very apropos for the current
moment. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So funny.
It's true.
Well, Emma, this was wonderful. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't have any dates on the road, but if you find me on Instagram at Emma Willman, and then my YouTube is Emma Willman as well, and I just try to post, like more stuff on YouTube.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Do it.
Thank
you. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Emma, I appreciate it. Anytime.
It's very fun. All right. Bye-bye. Good time, girl. Good time.